Good morning, all. Say, what a beautiful morning. Have you looked outside and seen that beautiful weather out there? Oh, God is good. And all the time, God is good. We welcome you. We welcome you online if you're joining us virtually. We know we've got a large virtual community, and so we're glad to have everyone joining us from wherever you are, whenever you are. And so we are in the midst of gathering for our worship. We gather everyone. We have a semi-visitor here, an errant one of ours, Georgia, I believe. Lindsay Johnson is joining us back from, we've known her for a while, and she is back joining us. She's not going to be much longer. She's getting married. She is affianced, and so have you set a date? All right. But she won't be Lindsay Johnson for long. Did you want to say anything, young lady?
Lovely to be here.
Glad to have you.
Thank you for the warm welcome, as always. Eventually, I'll be a Mrs. Robinson, so that'll be exciting.
Mrs. Robinson?
Yeah.
Boy, talk about all the scripts that started playing in my mind. I'll tell you what, it's neither here nor there. Glad to have you here. Glad. And anyone else joining us and from wherever, whenever. By the way, any of you need some part-time work? I know some landscaping companies that need some help. I guess they're really raking it in. Just to make you aware, if you go to. No. Last week's was better. Holly liked last week's better. It was fun. By way of announcements for the good of the order, I don't know a lot of things. Deb Gunther has herself poisoned. We lost Michael. Michael, Deb Gunther, microphone. Deb Gunther, our mission leader, along with Sandy Tinney. Sandy's going to talk to us and tell us some stuff in just a second, too.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, this week is a very busy week for me, for missions, for us. Start out with Tuesday is Just Grill. That's the last of the crop fundraisers for this year. There's flyers in the narthex, and it's from 11 till closing. And then on Saturday is the clothing giveaway, which means I'd like to start setting up Friday afternoon at, I don't know what time anybody is available, but I was thinking about 2:30. Even if I get an hour of your time, it's very helpful. And then Saturday, the actual giveaway is from 10 to 12:30. We start that morning putting stuff out at about 8:30. That's a lot of times. You can ask me later about times and such. And then Sunday afternoon is the annual crop walk. This year it's at Star K Ranch / Morrison Nature Center. We've been doing that, well, I've been involved for almost 25 years here. Crop walk started back in the 1960, and it's associated with Church World Services. So it's not just we're helping Aurora Interfaith, but around the world. And like I say, next week I will have the stuff if you want to give donations or to go in online to give donations. But that's next Sunday. Registration starts at 1:30. Thank you for all your support.
Thank you, and thank you for helping coordinate some of our mission work. The Women of Faith gathered food on Saturday. Did you have a gathering?
Yes, we did.
Okay, did you want to say anything about it? Do we have lots of food that you're helping with? Aurora Warms the Night. Michael has a microphone behind you there. Thank you, Mike.
The Women of Faith voted to give $200 to the UMCOR, and we are going to put the names of Helene and Marvin, is it? Milton, on the strip so that money would go to those people that are really going to be needing it.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Holly Armstrong, do you by chance, can you report on our giving? You wrote me an email probably and even gave me totals, but you see I have a very small brain and so it did not stay in there.
But are you talking about everything or just, I know the number for Noisy Sunday for between the combination of June, which had five Sundays, and then September, which had five Sundays, was $125.01. So, and what's funny is the 1 cent was because I found it on the ground as I was going in to get them to do the thing. So it came out to exactly $125, which was kind of neat.
Okay.
What else?
Do we know how much we got for the World Communion Sunday or any of the other special Sundays? Not yet.
I'm not going to remember off the top of my head.
That's all right.
What happened is, I can tell you this, we had lots of generous giving towards the hurricane, which is to UMCOR. It wasn't specified as World Communion Sunday, but I think a lot of people did that in lieu of World Communion Sunday. So for World Communion Sunday, it was around $100, something like that. But
okay.
There was lots for Helena. Thank you all very much. And now I think it'll be used for Milton? Anyway. Yeah. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Holly. Anybody else? Did anybody get flooded from the hurricane here in Aurora? No. We can help some of those others. That's how this Christianity thing works. So we celebrate that because God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Thank you. Thank you. Michael was going to remind me of a celebration this morning. Please, Mike.
Oh, you mean about the vegetables out back?
Yeah, the vegetables.
Okay.
Yes, please.
What, are you only talking about it or are you talking about it?
all right, I will. If you brought in produce, shoot your hand up there. How many of you grew things and brought them in?
I brought in some.
They're handing them around. There's tomatoes and there's zucchini. Yeah. What else?
Tomato, zucchini.
Chicken, turkey that you grew.
That's all we got.
No? Acorns. Michael is doing a quick survey there to see if there's other. All right. Thank you. Thank you for bringing in your produce. Thank God for growing it and for the sunshine and the water and all of that. So we are a prosperous people. God has blessed us richly. It's our job to figure out what we want to do with that. Diana Hunt has something. Michael, please. The hunt is on.
Actually, I just wanted to tell people who maybe don't go down this hall all the time that there's a wonderful new array of pictures that have blossomed out there. They are drawn by one of our eminent artists here. Thank you, Mike.
James Dixon's artwork, yes.
And so if you haven't, please take a minute to look and see, because they are absolutely beautiful.
Well, I think James and I have talked about this too, and I think it's wonderful to stop
Bible stories
and look at the picture before you look at the title and see if you can figure out what biblical account he is recounting. And I think it was just, I think it's stunning. And I colored pencil. So anyway, something to think about. Artworks in our midst. Other prayers by way of this morning. We have a lot going on, it sounds like, and we are glad for that. Anything else? If not, let's stand and greet one another, wave hello, and let's be in our call to worship. Larry.
You need to tell the people out there, you know, on the video people. You already said that?
I did. Okay.
Can you get me a bulletin?
Do you need this?
No, it's all right. You go ahead.
Okay. Let's all stand for the call of worship. Brothers and sisters, stand firm in the Lord. Let your gentleness be known to everyone.
Whatever is pure, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, and whatever is commendable.
Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen from God, and the God of peace will be with you.
If there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of grace, it is from the Lord.
Our next hymn.
Okay, go ahead. The next hymn, go ahead.
Is the God of Grace and God of Glory. It's in your hymnal, page number 577.
We're going to get to the bread of heaven part, I think. God of grace and God of glory on thy people. Sages his story, bring her back to glorious love. Grant us faithful, grant us courage for the facing of this The scripture this morning is taken from the New Testament. It's Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. In your pew Bible, it's in the New Testament, number 206. Indeed, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before God, no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one whom we must render an account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace and boldness, so that we may receive mercy and grace to help in time of need. The word of the Lord.
By way of prayers, on the back of the bulletin, you see some of the prayers for our church family. We've been praying for Renee. She was in a car accident clear back in September 2nd. No, the accident was in July, late July. Debbie Gunther has some information on that. Michael, do you have a microphone? Debbie Gunther, please.
I've been in communication with a friend of hers, and Renee is still in rehab, trying to get better to get home, but she also still has, after the accident, one thing led to another, and she still has pneumonia. So she's not wanting visitors, but I'm sure cards would be great. She's trying very hard to get home. Thank you.
Pretty serious stuff. In the hospital, they didn't realize how much damage was done, and so they sent her home, and then it progressed, and it got out of hand, so prayers and prayers. By the way, I wanted to lift prayer of concern. Pai was not going to be here because of the Tongan service later today, but hi, Pai. Did you want to say anything? Michael, if you realize that Pai is the one that keeps things running around here. Anyway.
Hello, everyone. We were supposed to go to Utah. One of the former members of the Tonga Fellowship, she's a pioneer member. Her name is Losaline Mo'unga Halaliku. She passed away in Utah last Sunday. And so we were not told about the funeral until Wednesday. So we were planning on going, but decided not to. But Pastor Neil, Lucy, Finau, and both my sisters-in-law, Alice and Caroline, are in Utah, mm-hmm. along with Phyllis, I think, and Esetta and her kids. Okay. So prayers for the family.
Okay, tell me her first name again.
We called her Mo'unga.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, and prayers for that loss. Larry Contour, your sister died a week ago Wednesday.
Well.
Come.
I'm sorry. That's all right. My nephew found her Wednesday. She was face down on the floor, and we don't know exactly what day she died. It was Monday or Tuesday. But they found out that she died from a sudden heart attack. So she did not suffer.
Amen.
And she was one of the most beautiful people you could have ever known. Much different than me. So thank you for your condolences.
Other concerns before us? Holly, please.
Literally, as I was driving to church this morning, my brother called and said that my 14-year-old nephew was hit by a car on Friday and was flown. They live outside of Seattle, and he was flown to Seattle. He's going to be okay, it looks like, but it's going to be a long recovery. Thank God, literally, he went up on the hood instead of going under the car. He got hit. He was crossing, and the car hit him this way.
Pedestrian car accident.
Yeah. So luckily, he went up on the hood rather than going under the car.
Yeah.
So,
tell me your nephew's name.
Oh, it's Aiden.
All right.
No, it's not Aiden Harlow. Marcus is my brother's.
We'll go with Aiden. All right, for Aiden recovery. All right. Other concerns in our midst. Other prayers of. Certainly. The flowers on the altar, what, and they were stored in our back room.
They're plastic.
They're plastic, yeah, sorry. Thank you, and thank you for that. It would be easy to imagine that they came out of a garden or something, but we didn't have any this morning, so. Celebrations of those things. We have got to name the people in the hurricane. Devastating. It was Cat 5, I think, for a brief time as it was coming on shore over Florida. And so there are a lot of people. A lot of responders down there helping, a lot of helpers. Pray for them. Pray for the people impacted. Time to recover. And it's going to be a, now it's going to be a push to try and figure out how to send resources to the two different hurricane areas. And so lots and lots of care needed there. So others, other concerns in our midst. By way of celebrations, a couple things. Letter from James Polliard, and I always like his letters. Hello to everyone. I hope you folks are all doing well and getting ready for changing leaves and snow. We are finally cooling off. No more triple-digit temps for this time. You realize he's in Arizona or New Mexico? One of those hot. Please, stay warm and safe. The Lord's blessing to you all. So Larry, and Larry, I know that he joins us online too, so peace and grace to him and to others. Others, anyone else that we need to lift and listen? By way of birthdays, Jonathan Burvey has a birthday coming up on Wednesday. Is that right? Yvonne Separich. I believe a date of birth on her is the 17th Thursday. Gemini Latow, Jim is not here yet. He sometimes comes in a little bit later, but you remember Gemini occasionally comes in and we get him to play. He's here. He was hiding in the back. I couldn't see him. Jim, you almost got away with it.
What was it about Gemini?
Gemini's birthday.
The 20th is his birthday. The 18th, the nephew's going to be here. It's his birthday, the 18th. And somebody else had a birthday this week, too. There's so many.
Well, how old is Gemini going to be?
I can't remember who. That's bad.
You know how Gemini is?
Oh, Gemini. Oh, God.
Don't mean to put you on the spot, Jim. All right. Happy birthday to Jim and I. Give him a hug for us next.
28,
sounds about right. Tell him we'd love to see him again sometime.
He's almost getting close to 30.
Oh, my goodness.
He's trying to think he's a grown man.
There's a lot of us in that condition. We're getting there. Jim, thank you. Others, those are all that I had on my list. Sioceana, wait for Michael.
Let's see, what's the best way? Maybe I'm coming this way. Thank
you. Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to put someone in the spotlight that he doesn't want to be. But 13 years ago, we were blessed with Samuel. His middle name is Ola Oilotu, which is result of prayer. And he's been a blessing ever since, keeps us on our toes, but he turns 13 today, going on 31, but we are very blessed to have him in our lives, so
amen.
We celebrate him.
Samu, happy birthday, buddy. It's okay to blush. Others, we do want to acknowledge all of those. If there are those private things that you're celebrating and you just decided not to share aloud, we celebrate those with you. God celebrates them with you. And we are grateful for all of that. Let's turn to our unison prayer. You find it printed in your worship bulletin. Loving God, hear our prayer. Lord God, it is so tempting to search for satisfaction in earthly things instead of trusting and following you. Forgive your people when we succumb to these temptations. Forgive us when we please our peers instead of you. Forgive your people when we judge or when we are unloving. Help us look deep within our souls as we seek to follow where you lead us. Lord, hear our prayers. Amen. Larry Contour pointed out to me that when we do the silent meditation, I don't give him quite enough time. We're going to take a little time. So relax, take a moment of silent meditation. Loving Lord God, thank you for joining us and for the prayers that you hear and the care you give to us. You hear every prayer, you know every thought, and you continue to love your people. You are great, you're awesome, and today we celebrate you. We celebrate you as we are in the midst of this beautiful fall with the colors and the celebrations of creation. And yet even in the midst of this, we celebrate waters, the waters that have watered the lands and grown the flowers and prospered the crops, and also the waters of hurricanes and flooding. Lord, creation, your creation is an awesome and wonderful thing, and Mother Nature is also capricious. In the midst of life, in the midst of all that comes, in the midst of chance that occurs among us, you continue with us through all things. We know you are present to those hurting. You know you are present to us in our country and our nation divided. We know you are present with us in our personal struggles. For those of us getting a little older, a little grayer, a little bit weary, for those preparing to get married, for those celebrating birthdays, to all of those, you are present, Lord. And we are grateful. We come and gather to begin our week to acknowledge that you are our God and we are your people. And we come to begin our week centering ourselves, setting aside things that divide us, focusing on those things within us that need to be refined, celebrating with you our accomplishments and our milestones, and in all things, giving thanks for Jesus Christ, your Son among us, the teacher, the master teacher, the guide, the Savior to humanity. Lord, hear us as we come and gather. Hear us as we pray to you. Hear us as we sing our praises. Hear us as we lift the word. Hear us as our thoughts and guide us in our faithfulness. Hear us now in the prayer that we celebrate with all of the people, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your gifts of giving. Thank you for your gifts to UM Core. If you have not done so, this is the time to do that. Drop it. The plates are in the back. Take a moment to write a check. Put it in there. There are envelopes in the pews. We are a prosperous people, and we are called, and we are called to respond. Thank you for your gifts to the church. Thank you for those who help things happen in the church. And out of all of our offering, we give thanks, and we turn to our offertory.
Our gospel reading this morning is from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 17 through 27. If you're able, could you please stand for the reading of the gospel? You'll find this, the verses we're going to, I'm going to say is in the Bible in the New Testament section, verses 43, 44. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to kneel and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. And you shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." And the man said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." And Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said, "You lack one thing. Go sell what you own and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When he heard this, the man was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Well, then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." The word of the Lord.
I'm inviting up the energetic among us, the young especially. Come on, Samu. You're 13. That's not old enough to get out of it now. And come up and we're going to do our VBS song, Celebrate Together.
Thank you.
kind of fun to get to do Bo's job here for a minute. We're all making things work. I worked as a cameraman for a living for a while, a very short while. That was kind of fun. We have interesting lives, don't we? It is like that. So how many of you are ready for Easter? Yeah, well, I guess we're a little out of sync. We're coming up on Thanksgiving first, right? We do that, and then Melissa has reminded me before Thanksgiving, what do we have? Halloween, yeah, she's ready for Halloween. She's ready but not ready. She sees the Halloween decorations and gets a little excited and then gets a little scared. So do I. I mean, some of those are getting really realistic. But Easter. I want to take us to Easter for a moment. And my first slide, there it is. Do you remember Jesus was on the cross? He had been on the cross, and his end was near, and he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, I came into the church as an adult, and the first time I read all of that, I was perplexed. I read it, and I thought, wow, even Jesus lost his faith for a moment. Even Jesus succumbed to that dark night of the soul. But I have come to learn that I just am not a very good student of the Old Testament Psalms and Scriptures. Jesus would have been, all of his followers would have known them. The Psalms may have been songs that they sang regularly, and they would have known Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy and enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. From the horns of the wild oxen, you have rescued me. Jesus was not lost in faith, but remembering that those temptations and those hard times come, and indeed we can be put upon to the very limit of our endurance, and yet God rescues us from those avails. It clicked for me when I read, they divide my clothes. Remember? Remember it happened? Remember from that bit, from all of this? We don't know Psalm 22 very well. It would not have been in the front of our mind when we hear that in the New Testament, because we tend to want to say, well, the Old Testament's there, but let's just stick with the New Testament. That's where we are. We're Christians and Jesus and Christ in the New Testament. And was it Jefferson that actually didn't even have the Old Testament in his Bible? One of them, doesn't matter. But some of us as Christians will know some of the Old Testament, and some things are pretty familiar to us. Psalm 23, do you know Psalm 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Remember that one? How many of you know that off the top of your head? How many of you have been in the midst of something and those words come unbidden? They are in us, just as Psalm 22 was in Jesus and his followers. I haven't done a confirmation class here. We're kind of talking about whether or not that's a possibility. Confirmation is that transition from children in the church to adulthood. It's you grew up when you were baptized, you were part of the church. God was with you. We celebrate you as a preparatory member, but then you become a full member after you are taught some of the scriptures, and that's called confirmation, and you are confirmed in the church and you become a full member. I was teaching confirmation some years ago, and I asked the question, I said, do you think God can hear every prayer that everybody prays all the time? And unanimously, they are all shaking their heads, no. Think about it a minute. Think about what that entails. I was a little bit startled because it's a question that seems to be straightforward and logical, but it is one that we respond to in faith rather than everything else. And I reminded them that God knows all of us and sees all of us, is aware of all of us. Every hair on every head, God knows them. Nalo, I'm glad you're here, because even bald people, God knows every hair. And Vili, every hair. Some of us, Tom, you and I are getting there, buddy. God knows us, every bit of us, and is present to all of us all the time. That was in Hebrews, wasn't it? Indeed, the Word of God is active, living and active, able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before God, no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare. God knows all, hears all, understands all. The term is omniscient. God knows us. God knows all of us. Now, some of you are thinking about that and thinking, how in the world, how could that possibly be? I mean, that's beyond our imagination, isn't it? How could it possibly be true that God would know everyone's thoughts all at the same time? What was the movie? Jim Carrey. And Morgan Freeman plays God, gives Jim Carrey charge of things for a moment, and the prayers start rolling in. And Jim Carrey answers a few of them, and then he says, send, and his inbox is immediately filled with hundreds of thousands more. So he just says, answer them all, yes. What was the movie? Bruce Almighty. Thank you. Yes, it was Bruce Almighty. If you haven't seen it, well, you can. You got to kind of do it, be a Jim Carrey. But humans, we know. I mean, think about it. There's no way God could possibly comprehend all of the prayers of everyone all the time at every moment. We know this. Humans are aware. We understand things. 1900, humans knew that humans couldn't fly. If God had intended for humans to fly, God would have given humans wings. Ever heard that statement? How many of you have flown somewhere? You know what's even more startling to me is, take a look at not only, you would think, well, you have to find the perfect airplane to make it fly, right? Take a look at airplanes sometimes, the variety of different things that we can make fly. It's overwhelming. And that was what? 1903, right, brothers? 121 years. Look where we are. I've been in the sky. Haven't you? And it's kind of startling. We take it for granted now. It's an easy sort of thing. But we knew, humanity knew. In the 1950s, did you know, how many of you have ever heard of Buck Rogers? Do we have a slide of Buck Rogers? Oh, she's already got it up there. She's ahead of her. It was a little before my time, and my dad refused to get a TV when I was little, so I never did Buck Rogers. But I'll tell you something, it was fantastic. It was called Space Opera. Pretty exciting stuff from what I understand. Pretty silly. And in the modern world of that time, if you were an engineer or a scientist or an aviator, if you said anything about space travel, you'd kill your career. You were obviously a nutcase. It was clear that you were in fantasy land. And then 1957, October 4th. Do you remember what happened on October 4th, 1957? Sputnik. And the United States responded with rockets that fell over. They were called Kaputniks. Part of that voyage. And now... I don't know if you saw the news. This morning I had to revise my sermon slightly. SpaceX caught its rocket. Now, I don't know how many of you are following that, but they are able to launch a rocket into the air, into space, and come back down, and they catch it with a set of chopstick arms on the gantry. It won't be long till there's a little gangway there and a stewardess saying, "Can I see your ticket, please? You're in row 3, bay 6. You think it's fantasy. I do too. It's amazing. I was I knew it was coming, and I am still astounded at what we're doing. Especially when technology like the lights keep doing whatever they are doing this morning. Sometimes we got technology right here, and sometimes it just laughs at us. I hope it's driving you as crazy as it is me. That's not a long trip for me. You knew that. How long will it be, do you think, before you can book a flight in space? Too late. They're already doing it. It's already occurring. They've had a couple of multimillionaires that have booked flights. Kind of funny, the first guy who did it flew to the International Space Station. He was sick the entire time he was there. There's a learning curve going on there. We'll have to get down to it. Surely we'll never be able to travel through space in our lifetime. Surely God cannot comprehend the prayers of all the people. How many people? Stephanie, have you got a picture? There it is. 8.2 billion of us. You know, it's a number I can't comprehend. I can't comprehend a million, much less 1,000 million. A billion people. Could God comprehend all the thoughts and prayers of all of those? How would God do that? I don't know. God knows. God knows how God would do it. Because God is omniscient and God is beyond our ability to comprehend. If we went to 1900 and told them that we were flying people into space, much less flinging them across the continents in airplanes, they would laugh at us and load us in the loony bin. What will happen in another generation? We can't comprehend it. We cannot comprehend God's omniscience. God is great. There have been 2 hurricanes. Nasty ones, hard ones, difficult ones. Puerto Rico is not recovered from, what was the hurricane that hit down there? I don't remember the name. They haven't recovered. How is Tonga doing? I haven't heard a report on how Tonga's doing after the volcano that created such devastation. We're slowly recovering from all of those. So where's God? And if God is, maybe God is only in churches. And yet, Stephanie, if you'd give us the Goshen United Methodist Church. This is actually 1994. But I lift it for a couple reasons. One, it's United Methodist. And a tornado hit the church Palm Sunday morning during the children's procession, killing children, including the pastor's daughter. It might tempt one to say there is no God. Certainly God would not allow that to occur. God would not allow the hurricanes and the devastations and the floods and earthquakes and wars and damage and hatred and division. But God is all-powerful. God can intervene. But you see, this is the world that we chose when we left the Garden of Eden. It's a world filled with life and with death, with joy and with sorrow, with amazement and awe, and with pain from loss. Remember what the scriptures say? God is God, and the rain falls on the just and the unjust. People get cancer. People get sick. People die suddenly of a heart attack. People are also born and people prosper and great gifts happen and God is with all people at all time, able to. and able to touch our hearts, omnipotent, able to do all things. So the scripture from Mark 10, Larry did a good job reading it. This young man comes, the just a little bit of background history here. This pericope occurs in all the Gospels. I don't know if it's in John, but in Mark is the first utterance, and a man comes to Jesus. By the time it's to Luke, it's a rich man comes to Jesus. By the time Matthew writes, he's a rich young ruler. Nonetheless, this person comes to Jesus, and he says, well, which of the commandments is the most important one? And Jesus recounts all of them. He says, but love your brother and sisters right up there on top, isn't it? And the young man says, well, I've done all of those things and obeyed the commandments from my youth. Jesus says, you lack one thing. Take all of your wealth and use it to help some other people. You lack one thing. You have been prospered. Use your prosperity to help those less prosperous. You see, that's a miracle that occurs in humanity. It's a transformation of the being. Have you met someone who is greedy and tight-fisted and they know what's theirs and you better not touch what's theirs? And aren't all of us that way a little bit about some things? And yet opening our hearts and opening our love to be able to say, out of what I have, let me help you. No strings attached. No judgment. Not out of giving to make you go away, but out of loving you. And he tells the young man, you lack one thing, give to the poor. And the man walks away dejected. He has all this wealth. Certainly that buys him into heaven, doesn't it? And that was the mindset at the time. Keep in mind that it still hangs around sometimes. People believe that God loves them because they're wealthy, or they're beautiful, or they have gifts and graces. They can sing like an angel or play the piano with their toes. I don't know what else there would be. But all of those gifts and graces, and they believe, well, God must love me more than everyone else, so certainly I am prospered by God. And we are prospered, and we have gifts and graces. And do we use them? That's where we sit. And the young man is dejected because he has all this money, and he figures, no, I'm rich, I'm saved, I'm there. And the young man walks away, and the disciples then look around to each other, and they say, if this is true, then who can be saved? And they were greatly astonished and said to one another, who can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, for mortals it is impossible. But not for God. For God, all things are possible. Awesome idea. For God, all things are possible, even the transformation of our hearts, if we're willing. God sees all, that's omniscient. God is able to do all, omnipotent. And God is all loving. And God is with us and hears every one of us. How is that possible? It can't be true. We'll never fly. We'll never go to space. We'll never cure smallpox. But things that are impossible are possible. And for God, all things are possible. Great is the Lord. Amen. Stand, if you will. We're going to sing that. Colleen is going to lead us. Faith We Sing 2022.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Colleen. Thank you, Holly. The Lord is great. We may be beset by life, by nature, by different things that afflict us, but God never leaves us. God hears us. God is with us. And God loves us. Amen? In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace. Let's join hands and sing our closing. People said, amen. Amen.